Oh, you can tell by the coughing and the hacking and the wheezing, gasping breaths. It's Radio Fishing, your professionally done radio show right here in downtown Charlotte Harbor, Florida. Yes, indeed. And Robert's got the magic hat on today. And don't you look special, my friend?
Yeah, Nanook from the north.
Nanook of the north, yes. I got to tell you, that's about spot on. You know, you got to love Florida. I mean, I'm coming into work, driving on the road, and here's this guy, and I couldn't tell, man, woman, whatever, but I'm seeing these hands, like, rubbing back and forth furiously, and I'm like, what the, you know, just one of these weird gestures people do, you know, and I'm saying, well, they're trying to get their hands warm, and I pull up, and here's this guy, and he's in one of these little older SUV-looking things, maybe a Jeep, and he's rubbing his hands together, blowing on them, rubbing his hands together, and because it's really cold out, right?
Yeah.
He's got all four windows down. This guy needs to just, I'm sorry, you idiot, if you're that cold, roll up a window. You know what I mean? This is not rocket science here. If you're freezing, your hands are so cold. You're right.
It wasn't that cold where his windows froze open.
No.
But
all four down. Four window vehicle, all of them rolled completely down. And now, I don't know what's going on with this guy. I have no idea why he's doing what he's doing. But if you're that cold, only somebody in Florida would be sitting there, you know, oh, it's cold, it's cold. With all four windows down, doing 40 miles an hour down the street.
Yeah.
I mean, good God, give me a break. I'm over at the gas station. I pull over, another little SUV. Now, I'm sorry, I know a lot of intelligent, normal people drive SUVs. I mean, I'm pretty sure of that. I mean, I'm going to say I'm almost positive that there are intelligent people driving SUVs.
Mm-hmm. Theoretically.
But this idiot pulls in up to the gas pump and gets out, and he's got shorts. Again, the windows are down, flip-flops. I mean, it's like, are you kidding me?
Well, that's how you tell the tourists apart.
No, he wasn't a tourist. Definitely Florida plates. I'm sorry. He moved here. Now, this guy obviously...
This might only be his first winter here.
Yeah, but he obviously did well enough in life to be able to buy a nice little vehicle, you know, move to Florida. I'm pretty sure retire to Florida. And he did well enough in life to that. He can't figure out it's 46 freaking degrees out. What's going on with this?
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. This is just, yes, I know we're in Florida.
Well, people make fun of me all the time in here going, Jesus, what are you all dressed up so warm for?
Yeah, but...
I live close to the equator for a reason. I like the heat. I made the decision to live here. I didn't move north because it's too cold. They're down here because they made the conscious decision to stay down here in the wintertime because it's warmer. But it's still relative. I live here all year round. It's cold.
What I like is we're warmer. We got 2 days where this is cold. I mean, yeah. I got my insulated woolies underneath here. I got a flannel shirt. And, you know, doing my lumberjack imitation. Yes, me tough lumberjack, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to tell you, you know, it's 2 days.
Yeah.
It'll be 80 degrees Thursday. I'm all good with this. You know, I don't like it cold. We actually got First Charlotte Air to come out to the house yesterday. Joe sent a guy out and fixed our heater.
Perfect.
And nice kid. I mean, young. Oh, my God.
He's super, super intelligent.
Oh, no, but I'm talking, we're talking, the wife had a thing. She pulls
a thing.
A thing
for younger guys or just the thing?
Well, you know, whatever she wants to do. You know, God bless her if she can get one. You know what I mean? But listen, she says, I'm getting so old. I'm like, oh, yeah. And she says, no, I'm really getting old. I says, because back when I was younger, I had hair down to my middle of my back easily. And, you know, kind of
that. You hired me, I had hair down to there.
Yep, you had long hair right down your middle of your back. And, you know, she pulls in the yard, and here's this long-haired guy, and, you know, young. And she's like, what are these kids doing here? Did Joe bring somebody, you know, are these Joe's kids? You know, I said, yeah. When you start looking at 20-some-year-old workmen and going, are these the kids that the work guys bring with them? Maybe we've been in Florida a little long.
Right.
But really nice kid, sharp. Wow.
Yeah.
Really smart.
Yeah.
And, you know, he knows the wife is a little, you know, she likes everything kind of nice. And so he went to, the thermostat was actually what was wrong. And he went to put another one. He said, oh, no, you'll see those holes. Let me put this one on. This will hold you, and I'll bring another one back tomorrow. You know?
Nice.
Really sharp kid. I mean, really took some nice detail work. What does this have to do with fishing? Nothing. Well, we've got a guest. And our guest is Handel. Oh, I can't. I have a hard time pronouncing your name. What is it? Handel Ostrachen. Okay. Well, that's interesting. Now, you came to Florida on a special visit? Yeah, I did. I come down here, and I only come when it gets this cold. I want to do the ice fishing. Yes, I can go out, get 2-3 trays a day. I mean, this is wonderful weather. I even got a block yesterday, don't you know? Yeah, had 2 trays, a block. I'm going to be able to keep my stuff cold for a long time with this. It's wonderful.
Wow. You sure they fixed the heater last night?
I'm going to froze my brain out.
Might have.
I'm sorry. What can I say? It could have been worse.
Oh, yes.
Should I tell you about this stuff before it happens?
Yeah, right.
No, I don't think so.
No, it's not quite as much fun to watch the reaction.
All right. Well, let's see. The catching might be good today. The going fishing sucks. Who wants to go out in this stuff?
Right.
I'm sorry. This is just not a day to be going out there. If you want to go out, you could probably get, 1, 2, 3 trays ice today.
Oh, in a skinny minute.
There's probably ice fishing right out here somewhere.
Just leave your cooler lid open. You don't need any ice. Just everything will stay nice and cool.
Yeah, I got to say, though, boy, once sun came out, was that wonderful.
Yeah.
It's not so bad when it's this cold, when you got that nice, bright, crisp sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's... I was actually standing. We got very lucky when our house was built because we have a back porch where, you know, we do our nicotine stuff and everything all summer because the back of the house is in the shade all morning and in the afternoon. And the front of the house is bright and sunny. Boy, you get out there by 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, you got to get off. It's hot. But at this time of year, as soon as that sun comes up, what was it, 40 some degrees?
41,
and literally I was almost sweating at 7:30 this morning, right after the sun came up. Within 15 minutes, you're almost sweating on the front porch. It's right in the direct sun and
out of the wind
in the sun. And I remember as a little kid up north, that was the ultimate find, was snow everywhere. It's, you know, 25 degrees out and there's snow everywhere, and you could find some place like a rock or something that you could lay on that would block the wind. You could just lay in the sun and it'd be, you know, it's 80 degrees.
Yeah.
Little, what do you call them, micro environments?
Micro environment, yep.
It's, I got to tell you, that is the ultimate find when you, you know, especially for a little kid, you know.
And, oh, yeah. Well, even now.
Yeah, yeah, well, I haven't got past that too much yet. The body's falling apart, the hair's coming out, you know, everything else. But inside, nah, it's still 10.
We leave the world the same way we came into it, blind, toothless, and bald.
I'm fighting that. I'm going against that trend.
I'm trying to. It's not working so good on the bald and the blind part.
Yeah, well, we're going to work on that, too. Anyway, I really don't have a clue as to what we can talk about fishing. Is there anything you can think about? A bunch of guys went out Sunday. They took advantage of that little window in time.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, if it were me going out, I would be going freshwater fishing and going hopping looking for crappie. That's probably about the one main fish that is pretty active when it gets cold. There's a lot of places where you're isolated from the wind because of all the pine trees and stuff that are going to be around all the canal systems. Not so much for boating part of it, because most of it's just literally drive from one canal to the other, because crappie bunch up in such tight little balls that you got to find that one spot.
And I wonder what it is about crappie and pepper trees.
I don't know.
Maybe it's because it's the only real overhanging tree that we have, and it's got a lot of weird branches going down the water.
Kind of
gives that Christmas tree type branch effect.
Yeah, and, you know, and part of it might be due to some of the bugs that are attracted to the flowers or the leaves of the pepper tree, and that attracts the little minnows that the crappie love to feed on.
Isn't it crazy how everything eats off pepper trees? Mm-hmm. Every bird around, boy, they bloom, and then, boy. And
the
then
robins the birds, get drunk off of it.
Yeah, and then they're all running around, and the robins are falling down on the ground. They're drunk robins. And
it's kind of funny, though, because they're about the only bird that I know of that eats the berries, and they're non-native. They're a snowbird. They only come down here in the wintertime. They're the ones that eat and basically are propagating or spreading the pepper trees throughout
pepper
the
trees
whole
are everywhere.
State. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think they're one of the number one.
Oh, I can always tell. I can always tell when the pepper trees are going because I've got those stains all over the deck, and then when my mulberries come in, you know, I get the purple stains everywhere. But you know, down here, there's just such a crazy environment because we're actually semi-arid desert, relying on local rainfall. We've had a massive amount of rain this year, and yet there's places in Fort Myers right now, North Fort Myers, that the lakes are 4 or 5 feet low.
Right.
Because the rains went around them.
Yeah.
I mean, it was raining quarter mile north, quarter mile south, and it just formed a little pocket over them and just didn't get the rain for some reason.
Right.
But, yeah, this is a great time to go freshwater fishing. We got a lot of great freshwater stuff. The other thing is, if you're doing kayaks, we've got those places in Punta Gorda that I guess I can bring my website up here. I'm sitting next to my computer. I suppose that should be the easy thing to do. And I can't remember the name of the place, but there's a little thing over in Punta Gorda. Let's see, fishinfranks.com. I don't think it'll come up with that spelling, but let's see. Oh, yeah, sure did. It's amazing. Our website even comes up if you put in F-I-S-H-U-I-N-G. Yeah, I know. My hands don't type right now. Okay, maps of where to go fishing. I'm going to go down here to the freshwater stuff. Let me click on the link going down. Okay. Now,
Hathaway Park?
Hathaway Park is good. That's over in Punta Gorda. It's a pay ramp. You got to pay to park there. They got a nice pier. Nice, if a little bit steep, but if you're used to freshwater fishing, it's not that steep. Nice concrete boat ramp there. But
nice little
good
trails
there.
To hike to there.
Oh, yeah, they got the horse trails there, too.
Mm-hmm.
But now, over at Prairie Creek, just over a little bit, if you're going to slide in a boat like a kayak, I like fishing Prairie Creek.
Yeah.
And both of them, on Prairie Creek, I tend to go down towards the reservoir, but on Hathaway Park, on Shell Creek, I actually prefer to go up.
Yeah, going upstream is a lot more beautiful, less...
There's no houses, really. You got a good stretch where it's really pretty. Deep bends in the... Mm-hmm. The bends of the creek, they're actually pretty deep. Hold a lot of crappie, bass, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, you know, and the bluegill in there are really, really good. You know, and the bass have come back since the hurricane. You know, a couple of few years there after the hurricane, it was pretty tough fishing in there, but it's definitely increased significantly.
Average water depth through that whole system is only maybe 5 feet, 4 feet, and the wind was blowing 8-foot waves.
Right.
Pretty much, you were toast if you were in the Punta Gorda section of Shell Creek. But
right.
Yeah, there's big bass again now. Oh, heard some 4-pounders plus.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're all in, and all your bass pretty much all over the place right now are either in pre-spawn or post-spawn.
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't even think about bass in that pre-spawn thing.
And yeah, I mean, as long as I've lived here, it's still hard for me to get used to that bass actually start going on to bed in December in Florida. You know, it's just...
I don't know if they go on to bed, but they get ready to go bedding.
No, they start building their...
They'll start building their beds?
They'll start fanning their beds as early as mid-December.
See, I can't get in my
head.
That's
why a lot of the BASS tournaments start their season in December, January in Florida, and then slowly migrate their way north into the rest of the U.S. for the bass fishing so they can have those huge bag limits. But Florida always kicks off where it's, you know, those guys are coming in with, you know, 30 to 60 pound bag limits of fish a tournament in Florida because they're all catching those
big spawners.
Big spawners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, anyway, sorry about that. Little spot in town here. You've got Audubon Park, which you got to walk back to. Pretty good fishing just in a canal, but nice little spot. Real black bottoms there. Going to get nice and warm. Bass will be kind of loading up to there. But I would, let's say you want to do a little bit of saltwater fishing today. And I got to get back up on the top of this website here so I can get it. I can never remember the name of this park. Because I've got everything listed by the town here. But if you go under where to go fishing maps, and then there's Alapache. And that's in Punta Gorda. And you have the Taylor Reservoir. If you we're coming in from the harbor up Alligator Creek, and you made a right turn in Little Alligator Creek, the extra Alligator Creek. It's not the main one. It's that little one that goes around back towards Burnstour Isles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it goes under 41, and they've got a train trestle there. You got the two bridges for 41, and then you got a train trestle. And Alapache, there's a boat ramp right there in Punta Gorda, and you can put a kayak in and come right up to the trestle. There's big snook. There's tarpon, almost all year tarpon fishing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to the left, you're going to go to the trestle. You go to the right, you're going to go up to the Taylor Road Dam. It'd be a nice day to be out there. Actually, as cold as it is, you could get, you know, that's a real windy creek. I bet you could find a nice spot in the sun, out of the wind. That'd probably be a pretty cool place to be today.
I think I was probably about 15 or 16 doing the canoe in there, and I jumped my first tarpon in that creek. Heck, I was probably about 15 or 16 years old then. It was about a 3-foot tarpon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was totally exciting for me. And I know before they put all the restrictions around that dam up there on Taylor.
Oh, that's just so nuts. What did they think?
Go up there on the
terrorist is going to come up there?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's a little dam on Taylor Road in Punta Gorda. I'm sorry. If the terrorists want it, come get it.
Right.
I mean, I would think they'd have something better to do with their time, you know?
Yeah, the freshwater side of that is where I caught my 10-pound, 4-ounce bass.
Oh, above the dam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
used to go swimming up there before they put all that goofy fence and stuff up there.
Yeah. It's beautiful all throughout there. Both sides of it are just really, really nice. You know.
I guess it's the one spot we used to go swimming because I never saw a gator there, even though they should be.
Yeah.
There should be a ton of gators there, but never actually saw one there, which I guess is actually kind of scary if you think about it, you know, but I've never actually seen a gator there.
Yeah.
Used to be a real swimming spot for young adults over there for a while.
Right.
And that whole park there was, then it got weird for a few years, and I think that's what encouraged them to close it down. But I think all this lack of personal responsibility is the problem there, because it used to be if you went over your friend's house and you broke your arm, you went home, your parents took you to the hospital and fixed your arm, and then you went back and played again. But now it's if you go somewhere and you break your arm, well, the parents sue the other people because they allowed you to break your arm. You know, it's just nuts world. And same thing over there. If they get hurt, they're going to sue the county because they didn't have proper fencing up to keep your dumb butt away from it.
Right.
If you're too stupid to walk around in public, you just should not be allowed to walk around in public.
Right.
But anyway, so we got fences there, but you can actually get down around the fence. And there's a little thing I've got in on the website where you can stand there and cast up towards the dam. And what I like is you have the chance of catching a snook, a bass, and a tarpon without moving your feet.
Right.
You can stand in one spot, and it might take you a while to do it because the fishing's good and the fishing's bad like anywhere else, but there's literally all three species laying right next to each other.
Right.
That's the craziest thing in the world. There's an old path. I don't know if it's still there. I haven't been ambitious enough to walk it, but you used to walk down that path down along the creek, and you could literally see all the different fish laid up next to each other in that clear water.
Yeah. You know, and the cool part is that's the only accessible place that I can think of anymore in our immediate area without having to go down to the Everglades and do the same thing. There used to be a canal up in Northport where you could do the same thing at the spill dam that used to be beyond the old Winn-Dixie there.
Oh, yeah, right next to the Winn-Dixie.
But they've got it so fenced off that you can't access it unless you're in a boat.
And probably the biggest snook in Florida, or the most biggest snook in Florida at any one given place, is probably below that dam.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the snook there, I mean, at any given time after a major rain in the summertime or the wintertime when it would flow there, heck, I mean, you could take just about any topwater lure there and throw it, and you could film a 27 infomercials in a very short period.